somewhat 62 degrees. Spent a large part of my day yesterday discussing what animal and why my son hates hippos. You were telling me this and it
triggered.
Yeah, and I don't understand why he doesn't like them so much.
You're never going to. I know you always want to, like, deep dive into things. Give it up. We tried yesterday, and I can't. There's nothing we can do to sway him. He hates hippos. He thinks they're the most aggressive, useless animals in the world. He was mad. Not like, you know, work out their throw things, but what the... Yesterday, if you went with this yesterday, we were talking about this shark being returned in San Antonio. The one that was stolen from the aquarium. So I said, if you could have any animal in the wild, what would it be? No rules, don't worry about all that, just to be have it. Our producer Ryan and Lala, the Michigan guy I interned, both said a silverback gorilla. You said,
tiny hippopotamus.
Which my son Adam went absolutely bonkers over. He hates the way they look. I know, and he doesn't like eating ice. He goes, what do they do? My wife Kathy says, they wiggle their ears. He's like, that's not a trick. It's not a trick. He was triggered. We'd come back from Ant-Man and the Wasp, but he was yelling in the car.
That's funny.
Yeah. Can we tell you what they look like? I can't say this on the air. Hold on, right?
Okay.
Hold on.
Agreed with me that they're wonderful.
Yes, she loved the baby hippos, but again, who knew that talking about a baby hippo would get a 15-year-old trigger? I can't hear Betty said about anything other than Fortnite, and that's what set him off. There you go.
Let's see what's in our first break box.
What do we got here? It's a pair of passes to roadkill mites powered by Dodge at the M1 Concourse. That's August 11th. The event includes drag racing and Woodward freestyle motocross exhibitions and much more, whether you're a drag racer, car enthusiast, or looking for a fun day to spend with family. Roadkill mites. It's a dynamic experience.
It's awesome, man. 248-398-WCSS. I tried by there a couple days ago. I think they're actually putting in, like, the big ramps for the dirt ramps for the motocross.
Fun!
Yeah, M1 is big, but yeah, there's gonna be skid pads and stuff, and yeah. It's one of those really cool events. I call out 248-398
all use CSX. I'm scared to ask, but what's coming up in sports?
Good start to the month of August for the Tigers.
Oh, look at you, positive story.
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about the other side?
Yeah.
Okay, our neighbors in Ohio. CSX Big Jim's house, 611. Congrats to Troy and Roseville, one of our first big bats. Big train marks, by the way. They beat out, by the way. It's inflated, by the way.
What's the tree climbing dog?
Flat base, the tree climbing dog. Just now on it.
Does he have a son now?
The son of Flatness! Got the one on the side of the tower, see what you need to need. This is really spurs.
Starting pitcher Mike Fires departed early with an injury. Tigers used five relievers to piece together a 7-4 win over the Reds and Act America complete the two-game sweep.
That's a two-game sweep!
Tigers built a 6-0 lead with contributions from Jose Iglesias and Jim Meducci. Iglesias hit a two-run double in the second, then he added an RBI single in the sixth. Meducci hit a solo blast, the fourth home run of his career, first at Comerica Park.
Nice!
Tigers rest today before starting a series in Oakland against the A's tomorrow night. Remember former NFL linebacker Sean Merriman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lights up. Great nickname.
Yeah. Well, he's agreed to a contract. You'll appreciate this. With the World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation.
It's a thing. It's traveling up. It's coming again, babies.
It's crazy.
It's a thing.
He's 34. He last played in the NFL in 2012, but he's training now so he can just go rough somebody up. And out of Ohio, football coach Urban Meyer was placed in administrative leave by Ohio State. It's kind of a stunning twist to everything that's happening. Apparently, there's allegations he was aware of multiple instances of domestic abuse involving one of his former assistant coaches.
Yeah.
He's denied knowledge of the incident. The school's investigating. In the meantime, Ryan Day, offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, will serve as interim head coach.
Fair. I don't have the name of the guy, but if you just go on Twitter and type in Urban Meyer, you'll find the reporter who has the story. If you want to get the information from the story and not filter to 20 different people, he's the guy to follow, because he put it on his Facebook page, and then he's been tweeting all this information out. He claims to have text messages and conversations and all this other stuff. I'm telling you right now, if I had to go to a casino and bet on it, he ain't coming back.
That's what I asked you in the office this morning. Is he done?
It sure looks that way. I mean, they're gonna still do the vetting process and make sure, you know, get it all done, but that's the first step. You put somebody in administrative leave, you review what's going on, and then you can get rid
So, the idea that Urban Meyer, out of Ohio State, potentially, well, but more importantly, again, another instance of why wasn't this reported? I don't really care about football, the fact that this, he didn't do anything about it. And the university, do anything about it either?
Nope.
Okay. Gee, seems to be a trend.
Huh.
Penn State? I said it.
MSU?
It's Big Jim's house, CSX Morning. CSX Big Jim's house, Big Jim and V, British Line 618. Coming up next, we're going to talk about birthing those babies. Other than in a hospital, try thinking about this. If you or someone you know gave birth to a baby somewhere other than a hospital, we would love to hear from the baby. No, we'll hear from you, actually. 248-398-WCSX.
Well, we're seeing this trend. It's been in the news for the last 2 weeks. We had a woman who had a baby inside a Chick-fil-A bathroom. Got free chicken for life. Then we had a woman who had a baby at Six Flags.
Yes.
And now they both get free visits for life.
So start thinking about this. We're going to get to our chicks right now. A two-part question. One, anyone you ever know had said gave birth to a baby somewhere other than a hospital? And B, if you could, why would you have your wife give birth so you can get free food somewhere?
Free food of just free stuff and
free stuff for anything. Yeah, maybe, I mean anywhere.
Target.
Just drop that little muffin anywhere and we'll see what happens.
I want you to
watch. Since Big Jim's house, 622, Big Jim and V, British Ryan, and Lala, the missionary interns with us here today. So this thing's going on. It happens a lot, but it seems to have happened in multiple numbers recently. People giving birth in places other than hospitals. 248-398-WCSX. We have a whole list of these put together. If you want to see it, we'll text it to you. The keyword is
birth.
Where were you born?
I was born at Mount Clemens General Hospital.
In the middle of a crossfire hurricane. Stage reference.
No.
No. Okay. So, we had the one, what was the one you were telling me? Was it this Six Flags? Somebody was born there.
So this woman was at Six Flags and had a baby there, and so now her and her baby get free visits for life. I'm like, how cool is that?
She like a, she went on one of the rides, was she?
No, I think she was just chilling by the hurricane or something.
Okay.
And all of a sudden went into labor and delivered a healthy baby boy.
Gonna be some old man.
So now she's got a Diamond Elite membership.
I'm gonna be a grumpy old man.
Why?
Who goes to an amusement park when you're 9 months pregnant?
Probably there with her family.
Kid comes out with hair pushed back on. Wow. That was that. Then you had the other one at the restaurant, right?
Chick-fil-A. So now they get free Chick-fil-A for life.
Now, you're sitting in the Chick-fil-A, just mind your own business, having yourself a chicken sandwich, maybe some coleslaw, and a nice sweet tea. And suddenly they come, these EMS people come walking by with a baby out of the bathroom. Are you leaving at that point? Are you done eating lunch? When they come by with the baby all and swaddling and all the different little, you know how they look like they've been covered in Spam jelly?
Yes.
Yeah,
at that point I'd be like,
you guys want to get anything to go? No. I don't think I could ever eat here again.
I always freak out when I'm on a plane and there's a heavily pregnant woman on the plane.
We traveled with Kathy once when she went with our first son. She was like 6 months pregnant. We were nervous about that. Aren't you not supposed to get on a plane if you're in your third trimester or whatever it is?
I see them all the time.
Really?
Yes, and I'm like, how far along are you? 8 months. I'm like, oh no.
243-98-WCSX, if you or someone you know is born somewhere else other than a hospital, and the second part, of course, is if you could walk this out, why are you giving birth to a child with free food or free things from one store, what would it be?
Target. No hesitation.
Target, baby.
Yeah.
Right there in the middle of Target?
In the sales section. I have it all planned out.
Clean up aisle 5, please. Clean up aisle baby in aisle 5, please. You didn't say you just do it there. What would you want from them? Unlimited or
clothes? Baby clothes. Like everything you can think of. Target is like the greatest store ever when you have little kids. I don't know why.
See, I'm thinking American Pony. Just because it would be Fantasy Grace. And I guarantee you that a baby's from one of these Coney Islands downtown. I guarantee you it's happened. It had to have happened. Oh, no. If you're gonna give birth to a baby in a restaurant, do it at Chili's. Think about it. When they bring the baby, I can go, I want my baby. CSX Region Cell 635, 62 degrees, that's Norris Storm. We're talking about Texas and the city of Dispatch here. You need another one, right?
Yeah, I'm getting, Chihuahua silhouette on my foot.
Okay,
that looks like Tito.
I'm still debating on getting one that's submarine related. The dolphins from the submarine. The reason I mention all this are Chris Hemsworth. You may know him. Thor. Oh, yeah. You right? A little bit. Here's Chris Hemsworth getting a tattoo. Hemsworth with his shirt off laying on the table getting a tattoo, ladies, 398-WCSX, text us, the keyword is
Thor.
He's getting an Avengers tattoo, I assume it's like that logo, the A or whatever. But yeah, that's up there. 243-98-WCSX, the keyword again.
Thor.
You okay?
He's just so... Oh, he's such a beautiful creature.
I'll give you that. I'm a man, but... this dude. It's crazy, man. Now, the next question. I've seen people get, because it looks like he's getting his rib.
Oh.
Okay, that's what I was asking. What is the most painful spot to get a tattoo on? Keep it clean.
Feet?
Seriously.
Feet hurt because you don't have a lot of skin there and you have lots of nerves. When they were working on my sleeve and got close to my armpit, I thought I was gonna die. And then in the little crease where your elbow is, where your elbow bends, oh my gosh, I thought I was gonna die.
Tattoo talk, CSX, 243-98-WCSX, most painful tattoo I've ever gotten in my life. So really, your armpit to me makes sense with all the nerves and stuff. I never thought about your feet. That makes sense.
Feet.
On the top of the foot, right?
Toes too. Toes hurt too.
Who gets their toe tattooed?
Toe rings.
But those are wings. They tattoo a toe ring on?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, this is Chris Hemsworth getting his ribs tattooed. Oh, you just made our day. That's fantastic. What's your name?
My name is Robbie.
It's Big Jim and producer Ryan. Thank you so much for calling. That is awesome. It's nice to know you're out there.
It's totally awesome. Thanks, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. All the honors are ours. Robbie, first call of the month. That's August 2nd, but we'll still we'll take it. CSXI, Big Jim's House, Big Jim and V, producer Ryan, 647. We brought up producer Ryan in because we were talking about tattoos. One of the best looking men in the world, Chris Hemsworth. How many times have you watched the video now, Aaron?
37.
Okay, this is Thor getting a tattoo. What texted to you? You want to see him laying there getting the one of his, it's on his ribs on his side, and he's getting that Avengers logo, like the A thing they have with the arrow. 248-398-9279-248-398-WCSX. Text us, the keyword is Thor. Still good looking guy, even with his shirt off laying there. Ladies, come on. You'll enjoy this one. But our producer Ryan, we were talking about tattoos and pain levels and stuff. You told me people get like toes, fingers, knuckles too are definitely one of them that I would imagine would hurt.
Knuckles. Ouch.
Seriously? Cause you see a lot of people get that like love hate thing or whatever tattooed on there. But you gotta go to that tattoo parlor, right? I mean, you gotta go somewhere with a pro. You don't just have people show up to a graduation party. Say,
as we've discovered,
are you serious about this?
Yeah, it's my buddy's graduation party in another state. I want to say where, because this tattoo artist is still, is working in his pretty big name around the area.
Okay, okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, dude, a guy we found. But it was my buddy's graduation party, and at the time I was 15. And we went there, and his dad has, I don't think there's another spot on his body to put a tattoo. And he brought over his friend, who's a well-known tattoo artist in the area, and just set him up in the basement. And people are getting tattoos from him all night at the graduation party. Come on. I've never heard of that.
Come on. You get bounce houses, you have a slush, you have one of those frozen margarita machines, yeah. Maybe get some nice
A photo booth,
something like that.
Yeah, no.
He had a tattoo artist at a grad party.
Yeah, he had a tattoo artist.
So how many people got tattoos over the course of the day?
lot of them. I know my brother sat down and I was just bringing my brother beers and he drew his own tattoo for about 6 hours and then finally got it done at like 2 in the morning. And they were both a little under the weather. And so they found out that when you wipe the blood away from my brother's arm, it looked really cool, so I shaded it in. So that's how I got the shading on his tattoo.
Okay. Alright, so what did I learn from today?
What'd you learn today, Ed?
That I'm gonna start going to weird parties with Ryan.
I was gonna get Superman tattoo, but the guy wouldn't do it on me because I was only 15.
That
chill out my dad and he wouldn't wake up. Right there. So,
243-989-279, when your time by tattoos is more again, and your tattoos, and maybe some of the more interesting ones you've got. If you want to see Hemsworth, we'll send that to you. The keyword is
Thor.
And this is Lincoln Park. Melissa, hi, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
Well, good, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling in about the tattoo thing. My brother's got one on the bottom of the inside of his lip. Says the F word and then off.
So what is this? If somebody takes him off, he just pulls his lip down and shows it to him?
No clue. I was like, you are not. He said it would get it done like 3 times too, because I guess the saliva makes it not stay as long. I don't know.
That's so funny.
He's got blessed across the top of his forehead.
Okay. Alright, well, that's a new one. I've never heard of it. Have you ever heard of someone having a tattoo inside their mouth?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
We gotta get a picture of that one. Get a picture of a force, Melissa.
I'll just send it over.
Do it. Send it to us on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House WCSX.
You got it.
You're awesome. Have a good morning.
You guys have a beautiful day.
Yes, yes. So, you got that walking down the hallway, that tattoo in your mouth, and you're trying to take everything for you. Just
I was trying to figure out if I could do it without holding my lips down, just...
Yeah.
Make your lip roll.
Yeah. I got 2 words for you. And if you have on the other person, a couple of just having an argument in a restaurant, shouting their lips down. CSX Big Jim's House, we're playing the game show that everybody loves. The game show, not well, what, but who the hell bought it? And our first player, Jeremy. Okay, here's the receipt one more time.
It is a web order for B-Dubs Buffalo Wild Wings for a grand total of $28.02 paid for with cash. It consists of honey barbecue wings, a chip platter, and a boneless snack of sweet barbecue wings.
Jeremy, who the hell bought it?
I would say you did, Big Jim.
Although you might not be wrong, love me some B-Dubs, but it wasn't me, man. Think about it, try again, okay, bud?
I guess not.
There we go. Andrew and Ipsy, okay, here's the question.
Who the hell bought it?
I would say Ryan did.
No. We're kind of walking it in here. Alright, thanks, Andrew. Try again, okay?
Yep, thanks.
Okay, there you go.
243988927927 our studio number. Let me see, so it's not me. It's not Ryan.
Huh.
So I wonder who it could possibly be.
I don't know.
This could be a tough one here. Rick and Lavonia. CSX Big Jim's house. You want to take a shot at...
Air body.
Yes!
Indeed.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Yes!
You're gonna rock it on the riverfront tomorrow night, Mickey Thomas Starship. Good job, dude.
Hold
on, Ryan's gonna talk to you next. What you go to at B-Dubs? Do you have a flavor?
For me, it was for my husband.
I like him and stuff, in spite of that.
I really like the super hot ones, because I like to just dip it in ranch.
You may like me.
Of course, home and send to Jim's house.
First time the man be dipped in ranch.
Oh my god.
If they made a movie called 50 Shades of Ranch, I would watch it.
Probably I have 40 hours in.
I honestly did not know the tattoos take that long to get done. Seriously.
Yeah.
So like the... Wow. Okay. If you want to see this here, Instagram, Big Jim's House, WCSX. Pretty wild, the Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And now what we're doing is, if you want to win one of our very limited edition, we're out of it actually, the I Support Bob Seger Boulevard Yard Signs, what you have to do is, listen for 2 Seger songs in a row. All that you need to do is be caller 31 when you hear the second song start, and you get to walk away with that really cool yard sign.
So 2 songs by Rob Seger. In a row.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh wait, is that Seger?
Okay.
Huh. What's the number again? 248-398-9279.
Hi, kid.
How you doing?
Good. Awesome. You are caller 31. Congratulations. You have the limited edition I Support Bob Seger Boulevard yard sign.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Yes. Oh, man. Well, hold on. Let's get talking next year. We'll get all your information. You're going to put that in your front yard, right?
Yeah, hey, I recommend that, point out one there, street, yeah, sounds good.
So you're thinking, like, if we can get that road when you turn into Pine Knob, there's no name on it, it's not officially a city of anything, it's just part of Pine Knob. Make that Bob Seger Boulevard and maybe hang the signs and the traffic light out on Sashaba.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
I can thank you, bro.
That's a great idea.
Hi, bud. Hey, hold on. We'll get you info and send us photos of that sign when you put it up in the yard, okay? Okay, man, yeah, we really did almost out of the first round of the I Support Bob Seger Boulevard yard signs. So we got one more pair tomorrow, and we'll run the sign that we'll give you tomorrow that takes you from Bob Seger. Somebody mentioned, you know, we were talking about the place of Pine Knob. In case you don't know, if we're gonna do it in Ann Arbor, it's not gonna happen there. For multiple reasons, and it's nobody's fault, it's just one of those things that we didn't feel like we had the support there, some things had changed. And we don't want to force this. If you're really not into it, why do we want to, like, try to make this happen? Every community I would assume in Southeast Michigan, I mean, especially in the Detroit area, would want to have a Bob Seger Boulevard. Overthinking this or underthinking it? Wouldn't you think that if your town would want to have a Bob Seger Boulevard somewhere? I can't speak for the entire clan, but I would think that we would be really excited to have a tribute to him.
And
were proposing like they do in New York City, where you don't have to change anybody's address. If you got a main street, you just clip it down below it. And it says Bob Seger Boulevard right there. Nobody has to change their address cards and all that other stuff. It's just a way to say thank you to somebody before they're gone. Which is the whole point of this. Anyway, somebody else brought up another place that I totally forgot about, and we've had some calls about it. Linkin Park, remember this song? So, Linkin Park can also be one. I did send an email to the mayor, by the way. So, I haven't heard back from him yet. But he actually did a Bob Seger Day for us last year when the new album came out in honor of Bob in Linkin Park. So maybe that's an alternative as well. You can always send us a suggestion. So, let's talk about worms here. I know you've been waiting all morning talking about
worms. Why not?
Because it's gross. It's not gross.
Do you like it? Not yet.
It's the grossest video of the week. Now, here's the difference between our show. Ryan and our producer have watched this worm video. How many times have we watched this worm video? We've watched this worm video a lot. A lot. 10, 15, 20, 100 times. How many times has Aaron watched it?
Zero.
You gotta watch it once.
No.
Why not?
Because it's gonna ruin all my food choices for
it's the day. Part of the show, you have to be connected.
Certain things I'm gonna opt out on, I'm sorry.
We're gonna text you 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. If you wanna see a woman food, here's the honor of these people when they discover there's a little worm popping its head up just saying hi. Are you packing or not packing
Jim. Can you guys move, please? If you want us, we text us to 25398WCSX. Keyword.
Yum.
Captain, if you want to get down to the ground, shoot off Lias, shoot off Lias Cocainus. We are speaking this way because it's time to give away tickets for the Renaissance Festival.
Yes, you can win us tickets.
I'm sure this is exactly how the invention has given away these tickets to promote the Renaissance Festival. Perfect, you guys nailed it.
Well, it runneth August 18th through September 30th. For more info and to purchase those tickets, go to MichiganRenFest.com.
Okay, so the phone number and where they hang the whole thing ready to go. With this man.
248-398-9279.
Nice. Okay.
Caller 31.
Good luck, if. Ryan, if. Grab us the phone, if. It's going to know us. CSX Big Jim's house, we have Amy and Roseville on the phone. Easy for me not to say hi, Amy.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
What?
Good. Congratulations, you're calling number 31. You got a family 4-pack of tickets to the Michigan Renaissance Festival.
Awesome, thank you.
Congratulations. Ernest of Rogue's Villas.
Thank you so
much. This is Detroit's classic rock station, WCSX. WCSX HD1, Birmingham, Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station. CSX Big Jim's house, 7:48 o'clock. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and Ryan, the Michigan guy, are interns with us today. So, this list came out, the best song about Michigan. The best song about Michigan. We'll talk about it in a second. We'll play the song after Rick Derringer, but I want you to start thinking about this now, and then we'll talk about it in just a minute. The best song about Michigan. Start thinking about it. Don't.
I'm not going to give out the answer.
It's already bugging you though, isn't it?
Well, because the first thing that comes to mind is the song that you hate that I love so much.
Oh my god, I've actually enabled you to sing that this morning, haven't I?
Yes, you have. You're in for a treat.
Best song about Michigan coming up next. See if you agree. CSX Big Jazz 802. Okay, so, we're talking about this, the best song in the state of Michigan. It's a survey from 24/7 Wall Street, and they reviewed the top played songs about every state, or songs using a state as a major theme on Spotify. As of late July, the number one song is a song we're about to play. From a four-letter word band. Aaron, which one are you leaning towards?
You know where I'm going.
Go there, sister. Make it happen. Make it
late. Shores of Lake Chigumi.
A captain in
the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. What is the best song about Michigan? Could be a city, could be a story that happened in the city, could be one of those things that maybe could definitely connect, but this is the one that they chose.
What about? Okay. Lose yourself.
not really a Michigan. I mean, it's 8 Mile, obviously, and it represents, you know, Detroit. Would you consider that a Michigan song or more of an Eminem song?
It's an Eminem song.
Okay.
You know which one? Actually from our good buddy, Bob Seger.
Hold this one.
Night Moves as well.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just like Southern Michigan summertime. He says it right in the song.
Oh, my way, what's the one, you know, 10 hours out of Mackinac City? But he did this one a couple years ago, cover. 248-398-WCSX-248-398-9279 our studio number. Is this?
Tom!
Tom! Michigan song! What do you got?
No, I'm so bad, man!
Little Gordon Lightfoot, back of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Relax, son. Good job on that.
You wanna sing along with us?
No.
That's a weird time.
Let's just do the chorus. On the shores of Lake Gitchigoonie.
Thanks, man. Have a good night. Something like that. I'll make sure you're asleep.